You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I'm so glad you joined me again today. Today, we're going to continue talking about money. Now, in this podcast, we've talked about success in many facets. And last week, we started talking about reimagining success financially by going over the book, The Millionaire Mindset by Jerry Robert. So in this book, The Millionaire Mindset, Jerry Robert talks about how to gain the millionaire mindset to help you master financial success. So last week we talked about five tips that he had, and today we'll continue with five more tips that will help you master your money. So we'll get forward to that. But first, I'll share with you the crystal of the day. It is, wealthy people have chosen the multiple sources income route. So that's our crystal for today, and we'll talk more about that. But MSI is the acronym that's used in the book for the wealthy people using the multiple sources of income route. So we'll talk more about MSI a bit later. So I'm going to give five more tips on getting the road to financial freedom and mastering your millionaire mindset and your money. So the first thing that Jerry Roberts talks about in this book is that it's just sad that people who work all their lives to earn money, live their whole life, and then end up with little to nothing to show for it by their efforts. Because people spend time each day thinking about debits, bank balances, worrying about what they owe, and dreaming about what they would like to own. But unfortunately, most of us have little idea of the precise condition of our current financial position. And that's unfortunate. So we'll talk about some tips that we can use to help us get out of this situation if we're in it, or if we're not in it, just improve and make more, get more financial success in our life. And no matter what stage or how much money you have, we always want to grow and continue to better ourselves. And financially is no different. So the first tip that I'll give from the book is the power of 10 principle. So the book will show you that the power of 10 can come from investing 10% of every dollar you earn. Imagine where you would be today financially if you had put aside 10% of every dollar that you've earned in your lifetime. Everyone who's working can use the power of 10, combined with the power of compound interest, to become wealthy at retirement. So I'm sure many of you have heard that you should at least save 10% of your paycheck to get ready for retirement so that you'd have a nest egg in the bank once you retire and you can enjoy your retirement years. So this advice is no different. Save 10% of what you make to go towards retirement. It also reminds me of tithing as well, because many who may be Christian or of a religious background may have heard of tithing, where you give 10% to the church to help the church's missions and to show faithfulness in your giving. But this is tithing for yourself, giving 10% to yourself to put aside and have for retirement and have as a nest egg for when you need it and you're ready to start working. So the power of 10 principle is powerful, because that 10% may seem like a little, but if you're doing it over your career or over your, you know, adult life, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, then you'll have a large nest egg by the time that you are ready to start using and drawing from it. So if you have not put the power of 10 principle in place for yourself, this is a great time to start with that 10% amount. Not a large amount, but just enough to add up and build up over time. Now, many of you have put in, are putting in your retirement. Are you doing 10%? If not, maybe you can bump it up to 10%. And if you're doing for 10% and you feel comfortable with that, you can maintain, or you could add another percent or two, bump it up to 12% so that you'll have even more in your nest egg. So that is the first tip that he is giving you, the power of 10, which is just known as saving. All of y'all have heard of saving and you should save your money. It's just a form of saving. So that is the first tip. The second tip is, this is more of an issue, the paycheck to paycheck syndrome. So this is the second thing he talks about. Close to 90% of families in the world over are living paycheck to paycheck. There always seems to be more month than money. I know you've heard that saying before. You can move away from paycheck to paycheck and into prosperity by using the power of 10 principle. And I will just add a caveat to that. You can actually use the power of 10 principle, but you might have to do it at least two times over. 10% for your saving for retirement and then 10% for an emergency fund. Any of y'all who've heard other financial advisors or people talk say you also need an emergency fund, because emergencies are often what get people into debt, higher debt, or financial trouble. If you have an unexpected medical bill that you have to pay that might be thousands of dollars and you don't have the money, that's one way to get into unexpected debt. Or your car can break down. I mean, a whole host of emergencies can happen. So 10% into your retirement fund, 10% into an emergency fund. If not, at least have like $1,000 saved as an emergency fund. If you can get up to that amount, then that'll help relieve some of that paycheck to paycheck syndrome. And to continue on to what the author talks about in the book, The Millionaire Mindset, he said this paycheck to paycheck syndrome is not caused by a lack of money. The paycheck to paycheck syndrome is a symptom of the lack of skills needed to build true solid financial wealth. People can live paycheck to paycheck no matter how much money they make. They can make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or just a few thousand dollars a year and still live paycheck to paycheck. This can happen regardless of how much money you make, but it's more of a lack of skills or a lack of planning. A good way to help get out of living paycheck to paycheck is by creating a budget for yourself and then, of course, actually following the budget and sticking to it. So that's one way to get out of the paycheck to paycheck syndrome that's talked about in The Millionaire Mindset. The next tip given in The Millionaire Mindset is live within your means. This ties into the paycheck to paycheck discussion. So the live within your means, one thing you can try to do is resist the urge to splurge. Splurging, we all want to do it sometimes. We all find something that we want, like, or possibly need, maybe don't need, that you want to splurge on. But spend no more than what you make on a monthly basis. Ideally, that means live on a cash basis and don't use debt to provide normal living expenses. It also means having the self-discipline to control spending while you raise income or create some solid wealth. This sounds easier than what it is for some folks. But basically, like I mentioned earlier, a budget can help you do this and help you actually see what's going out and what's coming in. I remember when I was younger, personally, I got interested in expensive handbags and purses. And, saw them, celebrities carrying them on TV. And so I wanted to get one, but I was, younger. I didn't have a full-time job or anything and wanted one of these purses. And so I looked up how much the Louis Vuitton purses cost, and they were thousands of dollars. It could be $1,500, $2,000 and more. And so at the time I knew I did not have the money for that. But what I did find was knockoffs. So I was able to get me a knockoff Louis Vuitton purse at that time when I was younger. And that suited me just well, just fine for that period of time. Now, I'm not really saying that you should all go get knockoffs, but what I am saying is that you should live within your means. So there may be something that you want but it may not be within your budget at that time. And working some of these tips can help you increase your budget and learn how to manage money and make more money so that you can get many of more of the things that you desire. But initially, it's always important. It's always important to work to live within your means. And then you can continue to grow your success and become reimagine your financial success. So we'll talk about that in our next tip. The next tip is to become financially wiser. So basically, teach and learn yourself about financial matters so that you can avoid some of the common money mistakes that people make, the common ripoffs that people get, ripped off by, and learn to do better financially for yourself. So that's one piece of Reimagine Success, this podcast. And also the book Reimagine Success, we talk about learning and growing. So you can pick up some more books, of course, listen to other podcasts in addition to this one on financial matters to help you become wiser with finances, learn more, and then give you creative ways to even make more money. So just try to avoid the common money mistakes and ripoffs that people avoid. Extremely long-term financing. When you choose to finance and go into debt over something, a smaller ticket item, not a house, but maybe a car, try to not do the 5-year financing. Try 24, 36 months, and you'll save thousands. Mortgages as well. People do 30-year mortgages, but if you could do 20, 15 years, that'll save thousands as well. I think one of the main things is to try to not get into debt. And if you are in debt, work to pay off those loan balances. Make a plan, create a budget so that you can pay off the loan balances as soon as possible. Because debt is one of the easiest ways to reduce your financial success if you're in debt and owing others and you can't pay off the debt. So try not to let your monthly debt payments for anything except your mortgage exceed at least 10% of your take-home pay. So just work to get that down, and that'll put you in a better financial situation as well. There's also options where you can consolidate loans. People do that. That can help at least just manage the loan payments. But if you can work to just not get into debt in the first place, pay cash for all the smaller things, your daily living expenses, that'll go a long way. Now, the last tip that I'm going to talk about, which for me is the most, probably the most powerful secret, and also was the crystal of the day, is that wealthy people all have chosen the multiple sources of income route, or MSI. So that was our crystal of the day, and that's also the last tip for today, is that wealthy people have money flowing into them from various sources. And you can too, as you start on your journey or continue on your journey to financial success. Now, of course, you'll have your primary source of income, most likely your job. It could be from a business that you own. But then you also want to create multiple sources of income, MSI, from other routes besides your primary source of income. And a multiple source of income will enable you to provide a service to the world in a lawful manner for which you will be fairly compensated. And the compensation that you receive from this multiple source of income could be extra $100 a week, a month, to millions of dollars per year. But it should not interfere or jeopardize your position at your primary source of income. So some people call this a side hustle. You can get a side hustle or something else to go in addition to what you're already making. And the multiple source of income, it should be something low risk. Your first few projects, something where you're not going to go bankrupt trying to open this up. You want to buy a whole new property with a big mortgage for a restaurant, and you've never even been in the restaurant industry. So something that's low risk, but also that you can manage with your primary source of income as well, so that you can manage the time that's needed to do it. And so that's one way that you can get started in increasing your financial success, increasing your wealth, is by getting this new stream of income coming in. And the one that I like the most, and I've talked about on the podcast, I think once, is real estate. So, you know, you could get a rental property. You could rent out a room in your house. There's different ways to do that to get started. But real estate is one way that I wouldn't say it's necessarily low capitalization, but it's a way that can be low time if you set it up correctly and get everything set up. But also you can do a business. There are different network marketing businesses that you can do on the side. Or if you are creative or have other skills, which we all do, you can utilize those skills and services to make additional money on the side as your multiple source of income. But remember that a lot of people who are wealthy have businesses, and they may make their money from their main business, or people have side businesses, and a lot of wealthy people have multiple businesses. So that multiple stream of income is a way to increase your financial wealth and help add to whatever your primary source of income is, so that you can reimagine success for your life. So those are the tips that have come from the Millionaire Mindset book by Jerry Roberts. And just another way and another facet of life that you can reimagine success for yourself and for your family. And once again, I also have my book, Reimagine Success, at www.melaniekrystal.com. And that's Melanie, MelanieKrystle.com. And you can pick up your own copy of the book or the audio book if you prefer that to listen to, and get some more tips on how to reimagine success for your life. So thank you for listening today, and I hope that you have a great day. I look forward to talking to you in my next podcast. Bye.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.